Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. How are you? Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I know it doesn't... Certain problems... Yeah, listen to what I say. Take a deep breath. I don't give a shit if it's going to work or it isn't. Guess where I'm at. I am at the Sonesta Hotel in Center City, Philadelphia. Oh, man. You know, I don't know if you ever did one of those. You know where, like, it's like a vitamin bag? It's like when you're, you know, go to the hospital and they hydrate you through the bag. But this has tons of vitamins and nutrients and zinc and vitamins. Oh, it's just, let me tell you something. There's a place in Philly. It's called City Hydration. And they do a lot of stuff. You can look at their website. But one of the things they do is that they come to your place. They're like registered nurses. And the owner came. I met her when I did President Steve, and they set it up for me. They came to the radio station, and they gave me and John both a vitamin bag. And you really do. You just feel... You know, some things are not too good to be true. It's like an extra little perk. You know me, I already work out. I already do a lot of stuff. But it's like, it feels great. You just feel, whoo, clean-headed, you know? And that's all I wanted to say. I'm sorry. Throw some love their way. But today is Friday. Today is Friday. The year is 2022. And I'm at Helium tonight with two shows in Philly. And then two shows tomorrow. And then we have a travel date in New Hope. We're doing two shows in New Hope on Martin Luther King's birthday. 6 o'clock and an 8 o'clock. Because we figure, why not? It's dark at 5:30. You may as well do an early and a late show. So, and then we have 2 days off and off to the Comedy Arcade in Pittsburgh. These are all the things I've said before. But anyway, it's the second half of the Jack Hackett, Cam Gavinsky extravaganza with Sean in the audience, Jack's brother. Cam Gavinsky is with me. He does the keyboards. It's more than just keyboards. You got a keyboard. You have two iPads back there. There's a lot of stuff going on for him. My reverb. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a lie. You tried doing it. And then mostly he's there for his comedic ability. Then he's got all this other stuff. So thank you. 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 And Sean, the great Sean Araujo on, well, drums and saxophone and flute. Seriously, truth. I mean, he comes, this guy knows what he's doing. And Steve George on the guitar and a mumbler at that. So enjoy the show. It's a really fun show. And there's something else. Oh, wear a bow tie to the shows. I love when I see bow ties. I know they're the podcast listeners. I don't care if you wear shorts. I don't care if you wear a short sleeve shirt. Throw on a bow tie. Throw on a bow tie. Thank you. I'll notice it. I notice every bow tie when I'm at a place. Every one. I don't miss it. I don't miss it. Even the band notices it. Did you just see the bow ties in the back? One night there was like 25 bow ties in New York. We loved it. Pittsburgh. Last time we were in Pittsburgh, there were tons of bow ties. I'm sorry, not New York. Comedy Arcade. All right, everybody. I'm in a good mood right now. I feel good. I hope you feel good. Sure, I'm available on Cameo. Hey, listen. You now are going to join the Todd Glass Show. Hi, Aristotle, by the way. You're going to join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress.
Wow. Part two. It's crazy.
I can start Friday now. Todd Glass is on. I can hear all the things that he wants to say.
What to say.
Whether the silly bits or serious. It's going to be a Todd Glass show.
Jack Hackett, ladies and gentlemen, and the great Cam Gavinsky sitting in the audience tonight. The great Sean Hackett.
Oh!
Let the man's song breathe. It's a two-parter.
It's going to be a Todd Glass Show kind of day.
Yeah. Mama. Hi.
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 Let's reestablish ourselves. Let's not try to ride that wave. And then let's give these people a new show. That means a new beginning.
New beginning.
Brand
where
new.
We take a deep breath.
Deep
come
breath.
On in. Just be
no
present.
Callbacks.
No callbacks. Callback.
Not a single callback to the last episode.
Don't
wow,
even
that's edgy.
Bother.
It's edgy. Not a single callback.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
All right, we'll allow that one. But let me tell you something. You know, we did it. We made it.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy umby umpkin. You're my sweetie pie. You're my cupcake gumdrop. Snickum, snickum, you're the apple of my eye. And I love you so, and I want...
Oh, you deserve that. That's my gift to you, ladies and gentlemen, at no charge. Jimmy Pardo Show, they charge $20 for that. The audience eats it up. For $20, I'll play a jingle throughout my show to make you feel good.
They eat it up like...
$20?
I'm sorry. I go in my head, and then I realize, God, that's not a good host, Todd. I want to play this game. I still can't believe no one noticed my hair. I just went and re-looked at it, and I thought, gel it up. This is sort of laying, it's more...
But I noticed the jean jacket.
Yeah, but that was too hot. I thought, I'm going to wear a jacket. I don't wear anything different
ever.
It
was too hot. We couldn't handle ourselves.
Too hot. Oh, yeah. You know what? Speaking of the heat.
Way too hot.
Hold on. I was fucking stiff as a brick. It's going off. Heat's turning off. Heat was on. Now it's going off.
Sir, if our voices get a little shaky, it's because we're cold.
Watch your mouth, Cam.
Don't disrespect the boss, man. You know what he does.
Yeah, I know. I saw what happened to the guy before me. He made a...
I know what this show needs.
Here's the work.
I know
of
how
the
to
king
produce.
Sting.
I know how to do a polished show.
Take me on a date. I deserve a pay. And don't forget the flowers every universe away. Cause if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need.
See, I know how to do a show.
That's a good show.
Sometimes people need something like that. Out of the blue, they're like, what? What was that? Are you going to play drums with it?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Yeah, who's about to get in? Song's about to pick up.
It's cool.
Take me on a date. I deserve a pay. And don't forget the flowers every universe away. Because if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need.
There we go. That's the way you do it. We're not fucking around on the show like we used to. I used to fuck around.
This is serious.
That's old Todd.
I don't do it anymore.
New Todd doesn't do it.
I don't have the energy to fuck around.
And you don't anymore. And we don't. We do it without it.
Oh, you're right. I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
We 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 did it.
This show is just great.
Yeah.
People are listening. I hope they're having a good time because otherwise I'm, you know, irritated. So you have a game, and what's it called again? Bean Boozled.
Now, Bean Boozled is a game made by Jelly Belly.
Do we have any music for this? Because we make like a segment. We're going to play.
Yeah, we have a... Treat Cameron, Jack. You have the jingle?
Jack's been very patient.
I have a jingle for
Bean Boozled. He's been patient all night. Like a little betting music, not necessarily a jingle, but like maybe the red carpet music for him. To talk about this game.
Hi, kids. Welcome to Bean Boozled.
You just
the
be
game where you try beans that taste good or horrible. So basically, the Jelly Belly is they got a bunch of beans here, and there's a spinner. There's a spinner, and it'll be like, okay, pick the blue bean. Now the blue bean is either, and you don't know what it is. So you just grab a blue bean, and the blue bean is either toothpaste or berry blue.
Mm. Okay.
So we won't know until we eat it. Now, here it gives us some instructions. Jelly Belly gives some instructions. Do have a trash can handy at all times.
Trust us,
you'll need it.
Oh, no.
See, I'm not doing it. But I want you to do it.
Do not let...
space for us to spit?
We'll get ready for this next bit. Well, we can spit in this dish.
Okay.
Do not let wimps or crybabies play this game.
Oh, come on. Please let me.
I'll play.
It says, okay, maybe let them play after all. It can be fun to watch. It's true. Jelly Belly knows what's going on.
Is this true?
No, it's all in here.
You are making this.
No, it's right here. I'm reading it. I'm swearing.
Truth. Oh, my God. I thought that was a joke.
I didn't know. There's two more bits.
That's smart the way they do it. They hook you in. I don't fall for it, though.
Do fake out your friends while playing, if you can. Got old bandage? Try to keep poker face and swear it's pomegranate. And then an italics tip. Try smelling someone's breath if you suspect faking. Ooh.
Wait, is there like a game to, like, are we supposed to guess whether or not?
Hold on. Wait
it?
For the okay. next bit. Do make up your own rules. This is Bean Boozled, where anything goes. Your imagination is your only limit.
Wow.
Playing with your food was never this much fun. All right, so what are the rules?
Well, I don't know. One time I used to take my hands in my mashed potatoes and really go nuts, and that was fun.
That's pretty good.
That's some good rules. Did you win?
I mean,
no, there's no game. I would just, once in a while, I would like to take my hand in my mashed potatoes and turn it into a bit, but the truth is it was fun. Are these still hot? I love mashed potatoes, and I would like.
It's like wet sand. You know, you can play with sand. Why can't you play with potatoes?
Why can't there be a bucket of mashed potatoes you play in for kids that have a bigger appetite like me?
The kids are always like, "Don't eat sand." Well, yeah, now you can eat it.
You can eat mashed potatoes.
Start giving them toys they can eat.
That's what my mom did. She gave me toys I could eat.
Play-Doh, no good.
No carrots.
How about guar gum?
How about guacamole?
Guacamole's good.
Yeah, and you can play with it. Yeah.
I made a castle out of guacamole.
Right. Yeah. People are stupid.
I mean, it's not hot. Cause some foods
it's not
are
hot. Some foods are hot.
Guac, it's nice and cool.
Guac's I have a
cool.
serious question for you, and I'm not joking around.
Truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Truth. It's silly, but it's absolutely true.
All right. Okay. All
right.
I'm not in the food business. I know the joke is to go, oh, you're not. But what I mean is I don't have any background. So either I'm like, there's something you don't know. Like, if they're not going to do this, I want to know why. And I can't, it's hard for me to believe. This is actually respectful to the company that I'm about to bring up and other companies too. It'll all come crashing together and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Maybe there's something I don't know. You know, you have an idea, but you don't know. And they'd go, no, of course we thought of that. I just want to know whether they never thought of it or they did and why they nay-nayed it. And here's what it is. So far, anything that has double-stuffed itself has done pretty good. Show me the test results that I'm wrong. Go, well, actually, Todd, you know the things that did end up doing well. The Oreos did very well, but you don't know. There are okay, but up to me, whenever I see the double-stuffed, the Reese's Cup, they all don't seem to go away. That's how you know they do well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would go away. There's a lot of double stuff. So what makes Pop-Tart think that a double stuffed Pop-Tart, double filling, double icing, won't fucking do good? My only guess is they can't make pretend it's a breakfast item.
Okay,
man.
Now here's a question for you.
Are you going to be funny or are you going to...
No, it's an honest question.
Do you think people would like double stuffed double-iced Pop-Tart?
I love Pop-Tarts.
But you like them the way they
are. But now here's my question.
Yes.
Wouldn't a double stuffed Pop-Tart just be putting both Pop-Tarts together and eating at once? Which I have never done and just thought
no,
of
No, because you don't have as much bread.
Yeah. Oh, you're cutting out the bread.
No, you have the same amount of bread. You just double the filling inside of it and then double the icing on it.
You know what I do wish? It was double-sided icing.
Well, that would be same, too. That would be fine, too. That would taste texturally good.
I know it's a little different, but if you warm it up, are you a fan of toaster strudels, like Pillsbury?
Yeah, they're good. They're good, but I don't get them that often. But I know you can squeeze the little bag of...
Yeah.
But double-stuffed... Double stuffed Pop-Tarts.
I'm in.
Even double iced. Leave one or the other. You could do both, but just double ice.
What do you think about the Pop-Tart that has no icing on it?
That's not for me.
Our Maybe dad used to get that all the time.
How about if
used
you toast
to get the
it?
Strawberry.
If you toast it, I think it tastes
And you
better.
Put a little Maybe butter on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I tell
butter?
You something? Putting butter on a Pop-Tart?
No way.
Yeah, if it's warm.
I'm going to do my go to all
you
the
put
time.
It on after?
Okay. If you take a Pop-Tart even with icing and you put butter on the other side and then you put it in the oven or do whatever. And then you put it on a plate, like if you put it on like a chopping block and you cut it sideways, it tastes like a pastry. I know you go, well, it is a pastry, but it tastes like something that could be.
Yeah. Could you pan fry it with the butter?
Yes, absolutely.
Whoa.
I did that with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich once.
Ooh. Yeah, a PB&J melt.
Oh, it's so fucking good. Crunchy and delicious and peanut butter. It's candy. It's food. It's texturally. So it's the cold of the jelly, the creamy of the peanut butter. And now it's also got the heat.
The crisp of it.
Oh,
like
my God.
The
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of textures going on with peanut butter and jelly. You'd think, sometimes I'll agree, at least for my own taste, everybody can like different things. Sometimes I think, at that point, it's just too much of a glop of, you know, when they go, I took this and I put this on, then we dipped it in fudge. And at one point, but you would think the peanut butter and jelly, it's already good. I get going, do you really? No, most of the time, I don't fry it in butter. But when I do, it's not like I go, that was a little much. It was fucking just perfectly delicious. You can't. Yeah. You don't want to probably eat two of them. I do.
Why not?
But that's my own business.
Double stack them.
Double stack them.
Screw it.
Screw it. Guys, guess what? We get more emails asking for another episode of The Guys Who Can't Be Directed on the set of... Oh, no. We're doing Bamboozle.
We can do this.
No, I want to do it now.
Bamboozled. Okay.
Now, you're going to... Who's playing?
I'm playing.
Cam and I are. Sean? Sean's
okay.
In. Sean's
I'm going to be honest.
Drink? You might want something.
Oh, yeah, let me get one.
Oh, he's playing hard mode.
Now, listen, are you guys comfortable keeping the podcast going while
yes.
I'm gone?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Did I insult you?
No, we
what,
have
you don't
this.
Think we can do it?
We can,
no,
you don't
no,
think we can hold
sorry,
the podcast down.
Have you actually not listened to Jack and I's podcast, the No Todd podcast?
Stop, I'm apologizing. That was stupid of me. It was like amateurs. You guys have been in the business, and for me to ask for it is embarrassing and it's insulting.
It's incredibly
really,
insulting.
Stop,
it's incredibly
stop.
Insulting.
I'm not telling you to stop to be rude. I'm saying I'm sorry.
Okay.
You are obviously well. I'm going to be away for 2 minutes.
Scouts honor?
Yes.
Scouts honor?
The
okay.
Safe word. Potato
Scouts
salad.
Honor.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
Potato salad. Potato salad. That's a safe word. Okay.
Right, I'm
sure you're comfortable.
We will be able to do this.
We
fine.
Can
do we'll
it.
Do it. Do it.
I'm
Jeez. Get the damn water. Get the damn water. Get the damn water.
Go get water.
Get the damn water.
Get the water. Get the water. Right.
We will handle it.
I'll be 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
If anything, you should be afraid
are you
that you're
yell at me if I give you a suggestion or give you guys. You
yeah, don't give us. We know what we're doing. We don't need any help.
Sometimes what I do.
What?
There's times
God.
When I don't know what to do.
You're like my dad when he thinks about
what?
To have sex. He's just about to start giving me tips.
No.
I'm like, this is bad.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
What is
Jack,
it?
Come on.
What?
Let me just give you an idea. I'll feel better while I'm going inside to get. I'm
just
going
say
to
it.
Get Sean a water.
Spit it out.
We
spit it out.
Shit flavored jelly beans in a new segment on the show.
Bean boozled.
Bean Boozled. And let's get some... for Bean Boozled tonight, I want to really score it with those piano riffs. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, for oh, dramatic
go
effect.
Nuts.
Yeah, yeah,
let's
yeah.
Let's get the keyboard over here.
Yeah,
hold
okay.
On.
I'll, hold on, hold on. All
right, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Not on my foot.
Oh, it's on my foot.
Okay, sorry, 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 sorry. Hey, hey, whoa.
Offside.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Totally.
Sorry, is your foot okay?
Yes, yeah, so I wanted to say what I do on my podcast.
It went on my foot. You. I don't know why he's so mad.
I want, it seemed like fun. To once you got it dropped on your foot, I heard you. So I go, oh, I'm going to make pretend it got dropped on my foot, too. It seemed like a fun thing to do with the fake piano being brought into the it drops on your foot. Like, what's going on?
It's a grand piano, too.
Now, listen,
it dug
what
in.
What I do when I get... Does anybody else want anything, by the way?
I'm good, thanks.
What I do when I get a little bit like, you know, there's times on the show I don't know what to do. I always think what made me happy that day. What you know? What pissed me off?
Right. Mm.
So I'll only be a few minutes.
Good suggestions.
I know.
But good
you
suggestions.
Take that,
but we got
throw it.
It
out and do what you want.
It's tossed. Consider it tossed. Consider it gone.
Out the window.
Gone. Goodbye. It's gone.
Bye.
Bye. We got this, Todd. We got. I think Jack and I know what we're doing. Okay. We've
we're
been
bets.
Doing this long enough. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Your trip good?
Not that I think we need his suggestions, but what did he say would maybe help? Yeah, hey,
we're
oh,
fine.
Hey,
get
yeah,
the damn water.
Get the
water. Get the
water.
Get out of here. Get the water.
We're fine.
What are you guys
about? We're a lot of things. It's complicated
stuff.
Economic stuff.
We
just move on. Move.
Oh,
it's
no.
Light economics.
We get political. We get economical.
It's
talk.
Like Freakonomics. Jesus. What was his suggestion, though? It was something, because it was like, he made it personal and weird.
He said something like, what do you...
He's talking.
What do you...
When it's...
I don't... I mean, what do we normally talk about when we hang out?
I
mean, I know it's been a while since we've seen each other, but... I could play a sound.
No, I'm having an off night. I usually...
Huh?
I'm having an off night, okay? Really? I usually have something.
No, take your time. Take your time.
Well, you could help me out, maybe.
I'm... I'm...
Oh,
hey, I don't...
I'm having a hard time.
How'd it go?
Great. We're talking about how Babe Ruth is probably the greatest ball player of all time.
Yeah. Now, seriously, no.
You cut us off.
I don't want you to lie. I don't want you to lie, Sean. You can be honest. Did they do a good job?
Sean, you better finish.
Yes, they did.
Okay. Thank you for being honest. I like someone I can trust. I'm going to take... What does this drink say?
That says gasoline.
No, it says squirt. It's like
okay.
It's like a 7...
Ew,
it's,
don't be dirty.
It's like a it's like a 7-Up, but it's fancy. Not fancy, but it looks cool, the bottle, so I bought it.
Squirt. This episode's brought to you by Squirt.
A perfect time to go on the keyboards now that you got them.
Yeah, I got the keyboards out. I got
we have a
keep
this segment of...
Bean Boozled.
We have a keyboard player. The network has given us a budget. Welcome to Bean Boozled. You want to host? No, just be yourself.
Hi, welcome back to Bean Boozled.
Don't do a bit.
I'm not doing
yourself.
A bit. I'm just presenting the...
That's Jack's normal voice.
This is what I sound like. Everyone says when I get emphatic, I sound like Jerry Seinfeld. And it's
Why
not my fault.
Do I do my old act repeatedly?
I don't sound like that.
I don't sound like that.
Okay. So, Cameron has the spinner.
Okay.
So, when he spins it, it'll tell us what bean to pick up, and we'll each get a bean, and we'll see what we get.
Guys, can I say one thing before we start? Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
get so quick. Guess what?
We finally did the bit. The Bean Boozled.
Oh, my God. We're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
We did it.
We did it.
Yay.
We did it.
That might be my new favorite thing to do. Okay, so go ahead.
All right, spin it.
I'm spinning it. So I have to pick the bean what I land on?
Testing.
Yeah. No, we'll he spins a bean, then we'll all get the same color bean. What do we get?
That looks like...
What color is it?
It is a birthday cake or dirty dishwater.
Woo! Okay,
birthday cake or dirty
that's
dishwater.
That's the polka dot one.
So yeah. You don't know... Oh, is all of them... What I mean, can there be some that are dirty dishwater?
Yeah, some are dirty dishwater and some aren't.
Okay, so you could hit a good one and he could hit a bad one.
Yeah. And you want to guess who got what? And we'll try to keep a straight face.
Wait, dirty dishwater. So this is either dirty dishwater.
Or what was the other one? Or it's either dirty dishwater or birthday cake.
Okay. Well, I'll know who got birthday. Let's see if you can fake me out.
Yeah, we'll try to.
Okay, I'll look at you and I'll be able to guess which one you took. Let's see. Oh, this is fun. I like to be the host. Can we do something special? Do we have any music? Or?
Oh, Todd's not doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, do we have any music we could play under this? Not the same. Let's take a second here. Let's make this.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be a fun segment, as they call it. A lot of shows call this a segment.
How's this?
Let me hear. Let's be honest with each other.
Ooh. Bean Boozled on Bourbon Street. There you go.
Yeah, this is Bean
Boozled. Don't smell the
music.
Bean. It's cheating.
Will this repeat? How long will this play?
This will play 4 minutes.
Okay, cool. Welcome to Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled.
So this one could
it could be dirty
dishwater or birthday cake.
That's right.
Should we do it?
We're live at the Bean Boozled concert.
Do it at the same time, or do you want
to Bean Boozled?
Oh yeah, Todd.
One at a time and guess.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, so you're either hold on, you're either having dirty dishwater or
birthday cake.
Now hold on, don't go yet. I'm gonna look at you and I want to guess which
Jack's
one.
Going.
I'm really looking close at him. He's trying to keep a poker face. Cake. It's cake.
When do we reveal it?
Am I right? It's cake.
I think it's dirty dishwater.
No, how about I thought I guessed?
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, we all can guess. Let's all guess. I think it's cake.
I think it's dirty dishwater.
I think it's dishwater.
Oh, you look like you were enjoying it.
I did because I was expecting really bad. It was okay. It was okay.
Okay.
It kind of does taste like soap, though.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
That's pretty accurate.
Okay, I know what it is already. He got dirty dishwater.
He got birthday cake.
I think it's dishwater.
No, he got dirty dishwater. I could saw it in his eyes. He looked up. He went, ooh. Okay.
I don't know what the ratio is in each one of these, but I'm hoping I got a good one
Hold on,
two bad ones.
I pull out a mismatch. Hold on 1 second.
Hey,
Jack, I pull out a big bag
of money.
That's a fun gimmick to play on the show. Like, to have, like...
Let me look at that.
Yeah, hold on. Okay.
All right, Cam.
Cam?
It's a birthday cake or dishwater.
Birthday cake or dishwater. Okay, it's birthday cake.
It's gotta be birthday cake.
Birthday cake.
I think it's birthday.
Does it taste good?
I honestly, I don't know what it tastes like.
You might got dishwater.
Can I taste? Let me do it, too.
Okay. All right. Spin it.
I want to eat a birthday cake.
I think we're out. I can't find any.
Three is all they give you? A real highfalutin game. Sorry. Hi, Vinny.
This one. Here.
Hey, Vinny.
Found one. Found the last one.
Vinny. Hey, Vinny. I like to say hi to Vinny. Like, no one's paying attention. Hey, Vinny.
Everyone is eating beans.
Okay, hold on.
Here we go. Three. And he's eating it. Birthday cake.
I think it's birthday cake.
Yeah. It's a good one? Okay. All right, let's do another round. Spin it. Todd spins.
Yeah. Here we go, everybody. Right, wish me luck.
Go. Bean Boozled.
What is it, Cam?
Berry blue or toothpaste?
Okay, this one's easy.
Berry blue or toothpaste. They could be the same thing. That led to our company we started. Blueberry Toothpaste, which was the name of my country band. Hey, Vinny, you like that one, you fuck? Thank you very much. Sean is now walking around the room with the tray. We have a green jelly bean. Now, this is either
toothpaste or berry blue.
Okay, now I'm going to do mine first. Okay.
Todd goes first.
Okay?
Todd goes first. Here we go.
Toothpaste or blue.
Down the gullet. I think it's toothpaste.
I think it's got to be toothpaste. I think it's toothpaste. You tried to play.
You had a sharp reaction right out the bat.
No, you know what my mistake was, and you're right. I tried to make it look like that was so good.
No, it
I
was
my head, but you're right. It looked shocking.
It went fuck. That's what it looked like. Fuck.
But it was toothpaste.
Your head jerked to the right.
But I was trying to go. Wow, that was good. See, that was a bad poker face I did because I purposely did that. That's what's sad. Yeah, I should go like this. I should have just gone.
There's a slight smirk. All right, I'll go. I got it. Here we go.
Liar, it's toothpaste.
Okay. I don't know what it tastes like now.
I think it's Berry Blue. I think Jack's fine.
Todd?
Well, I'm going to say it's... Well, they're not... Either is... Toothpaste isn't so bad. So that's the thing. We do eat it all the time. I mean, so it's not like...
Do you eat your toothpaste?
So, no, you know what I mean. We end up swallowing some flavor of it. That's why we get flavored toothpaste. I'm going to say it's the other one, though.
A toothpaste.
It's toothpaste?
It actually tastes exactly like my toothpaste.
Yeah, Pepsodent.
What?
Somebody ruined root beer for me. They said it tastes like Pepsodent, and I see what they mean, and they might have half ruined root beer for me.
Sean, you like root
Sean?
Beer?
Don't.
I think you got Berry Blue.
I think you got Berry Blue.
Toothpaste.
Berry Blue.
You got it.
Wow, it's fun. The night builds. The suspense build, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move over to Cam Gavinsky, who's going to be playing another episode of
Bean Boozled.
We're going to play another episode of
Bean Boozled.
What's the show called?
He hasn't eaten his yet.
What's the
Bean
show called?
Bean Boozled.
Bean
Boozled. Well, another. He hasn't had it yet.
2, 3.
He hasn't had the Boozled.
I know. We do this before.
Why didn't we do this for me?
He's adding it.
I know. I'm changing
it. Okay, I didn't know.
What show are we on?
Bean Boozled.
What's the name of the show?
Bean Boozled.
Tonight, our third contestant is Cam Gavinsky from Los Angeles. Is it,
bean.
Is it? Whoa!
Eat the bean.
Is it
bean?
Eat the bean. Eat the bean. Is it blueberry or toothpaste? I think he's throwing us off. It's toothpaste. It's toothpaste.
It's toothpaste.
It's toothpaste. Don't try any
it's
shit.
It's pretty accurate.
Try not to smile.
No one smiles from Berry Blue. They only smile from toothpaste. Give me the spinner.
Because if the reason you figure out people's poker faces real quick, you got to really flip back and forth. Because if it was blueberry, it's not that good in a jelly bean that it's going to be the best blueberry. So even if it is blueberry, it's still not like smile blueberry. Yeah. So you either
my smile was me trying to contain my wins.
Oh.
All right, so I spun it, and this one is either Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Oh, now I'm not doing this round.
Crybaby.
You know what? Call me anything you want, but guess what? Call me on my way to the bank.
Is that when you're available in the car?
No, it's just that I, you know, just...
Are you withdrawing
with
or
all my money that I make? Because I'm going to the bank a lot. Well, I get paid in cash.
Oh.
Yeah. I have
Aioli? Garlic aioli?
Fans only account.
Okay.
I have a fans only account. I do my jokes and I touch my crotch.
Oh, while you do it?
Yeah, just not, but not with my pants out. But you know, I do my jokes and then I rub my dick.
How much is it for a month?
I don't do that business end of it. My manager.
How much money? Are
you Brillstein Entertainment takes care of that side. No, they've been very helpful. They hooked me up with a good lawyer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm making a lot of money.
Making sure everything.
I have 4 million followers. The people don't want to see me do my act, but they said if he rubs his...
Is it a full body? What is...
No, I just keep my pants on.
Oh, all right, here we go, guys.
I take my shirt off.
Grab a bean, grab a bean.
But I take my pants off and I stick my hand down my pants. That's
These aren't
all.
As gross as I was expecting.
I don't... Thank you, Sean, for walking one over. Oh, no, I'm not doing this one. Thank you, though.
It's stinky socks.
I don't
want to
eat
fruity.
Stinky socks. It's going to affect the rest of my night.
All right, Sean, you get to start. Here we go, stinky
socks. And I'm being serious.
Stinky socks or
All right, Sean, hold on, everybody. Quiet down. We want to take a look at Sean here. I'm going to turn the lights up because I don't want to. Okay, Sean.
Oh, he ate it.
All right. Great. We're all having a great time. Listen, this is a real show, so we have tons of commercials. Other podcasts, they don't have commercials. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a real show. We'll be right back right after this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay.
It's stinky socks.
It's stinky socks.
He got socks.
It's stinky socks.
He just spit it out.
He spit it out.
Oh, wow, he didn't
spit it out.
Oh, shit. All right, Cameron. Wow, that's gross. You put it on the tray. We give it to everybody else too.
Because at the end, he went, "Oh, that was okay." I'm like, "No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
No, Tootie Fruity's
scared
good.
Now.
This
all
is
right.
the first one that we had a
on,
contestant.
Come
this
on,
is the
Cam.
First one that a contestant contestant spit it out.
Well, I think you're faking. I think you got Tootie Fruity. I think you're faking it. Holy shit, I smell it. Holy fuck, I can smell it. Holy shit, I thought someone took their shoes off. Holy shit.
Ooh, I think it.
Holy
you know
crap.
What?
Wait,
he's
that
not
that,
that brave.
That
is? It is. It's Stinky Socks. He's that good.
I see his videos. You're going to commit. And even if it tastes like shit,
dude,
that was Stinky
so
Socks.
Bad.
That was Stinky Socks.
No, it
get
was Tootie Fruity.
It was Tootie Fruity.
Dude,
Fruity.
Smell that. Smell that. Just fucking smell that.
I'm
dude,
glad I didn't.
That smells like ass, man.
Jack, you gotta try. I had fruit Tootie Fruity. I'm fine.
Well,
I gotta get that. No, bring that tray back.
I'm not doing this again.
All right, here we go. Stinky Socks and Tootie. Oh, for the love of God.
You're gonna do it?
I have to.
Yeah, you're right. It is part of the rules. Or you can pay a $100 fee.
Thank God. Yeah, man.
Oh, well, what a way to end. Should we do another round? Yeah.
Socks is in my nose. It's souring. Oh God! Holy shit! I thought Sean
here,
ripped ass.
Yeah, it's up next to the washer and dryer.
Holy Christ!
Did you spin the last one?
Yeah, I did. It's Sean's turn.
Oh, okay. He's throwing it out right now.
Oh my God!
It did smell really bad.
Go through the curtain.
What?
Go the other way.
No. You have to go the other way. The left
no.
to the right. No, the left, right there, but the left, and you pull it right. Pull it left. I'm
physics
sorry.
Majors, what do you expect?
You go in on the left, but you pull it right.
Ah.
Let's do hello, hello, Douglas. Glad to see you. He comes back. We'll be
okay.
Hello. I go, hello, podcast.
Wow.
Hello, podcast. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're at the show. And you'll go, hello, Todd Glass. Da 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 da. Da da da.
Everyone, I highly recommend Bean Boozled.
Yes. That could be fun.
Yeah.
I could be green. I could be blue. Been. I can be violet skies.
I could be. You want to do that? Yeah.
Hold on. Let's wait
oh,
till.
See if I remember that one.
Let's wait till. Not yet.
Well, let's go.
That's all right.
Bum, 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 we don't need music
now,
the whole
now,
show.
Coming back. Do it now.
What do you want to hear?
Which
guys,
one?
I have a request.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about, really, for my birthday, you guys are going to let me pick?
Yeah,
anything you want.
Anything I want, seriously.
It's your birthday, you can do whatever you want.
How about I can be brown, I can be blue?
Okay.
All right, because it's your birthday.
I could be brown, I can be blue, I can be violet skies, I can be hurtful, I can be purple, I can be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
Here we go.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
Great.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, Sean, last round. Spin it. You gotta do one
last
more.
One,
spin
last
it.
One.
Don't do socks again.
Ooh, that's disgusting.
That was gross.
Let me
Did
take
you smell
the reverb out. It's not a joke.
You were throwing
Vinny.
Up.
Hey, Vinny, how
what
are
we
you?
Got? What we got?
We have
Vinny. We only have 15 more minutes left.
Oh, wow.
It goes quick.
Liver and onion. Oh, fuck. Cappuccino or liver and onions.
Oh, the both together are pretty good.
Here we go.
Oh, come on.
They're brown.
Are there any? Okay.
Cam, you have to start now. All right, here we go. Cam, right, it's either liver and onions or cappuccino.
Oh, the music. We need our music.
This is now the spit tray. You can
this is a big show. Tray. This show is a real show. This is not a joke
no,
anymore.
It's a real show.
It's a real show.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Bean Boozled with your host, Steve Harvey.
Hello, everybody. I still ask everybody who their girlfriend is because I refuse to come into the 21st century. And here's the host of Bean Boozled, Jack.
what we got? Oh man, we got liver and onions or cappuccino? Cameron, you're up first.
I'm hoping it's cappuccino, Steve. I really am.
See, what's weird for me is I hate both. So
oh, you don't like?
Here we
I don't
go.
Like
yeah, either. But cappuccino's better.
Well, I don't like cappuccino.
Okay, let's hear. Liver.
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 Liver. As he spit it out.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, it's liver.
Don't you?
Drink some water. Drink some
I mean,
water.
Have I been right? I've been right more than I've been wrong, right? Because if it's 50-50, a lot of times people will be 50-50 and they think they can fool everybody. They
is
go,
it worse than the socks?
They go, oh, yeah.
I smelled
I,
the socks.
I knew.
Holy Christ.
I knew they were. I knew it. I knew it.
I think when you put your spit on it, it emanates more. Oh my God. Okay, here we go.
Liver.
Bite the bullet. Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, he didn't waste any time, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Hackett went to that spit bowl quicker than I've ever seen on Bean Boozled. And he is drinking water like his life depends on it.
Jack
Hackett, truth, is leaving the room because he was so nauseous. Truth, truth. Jack Hackett has left the room. I'm going to send someone out there to talk to him. And we're going to continue the Todd Glass Show going backstage on Bean Boozled. Jack, are you okay? Jack!
Jack has left the building.
Jack left the building.
Todd is following him,
Jack,
making sure he's okay.
We don't know if he's okay. I don't know if an ambulance has been called.
No, we
don't
know.
I don't know what's going on right now. I know that inside there's somebody taking care of it. I cannot leave the base.
Todd, all we know is that there's still one more bean that to be boozled, and that's being held by Sean Hackett right now.
You don't want to hear something a teacher says it's nice while we wait for Jack? Yeah, it's just sweet. I like when people think outside of the box, and I like that this is a teacher that's saying this. It's just a, you know.
One question I feel like I hear a lot.
Oh, what is his name?
His name is Fishin' for Clout.
Fishin' for Clout, that's his name on TikTok.
On TikTok, I don't know.
You know, it's just really kind, different words and a really cool perspective for a teacher to look at. We know it doesn't work with 100% of the students, but I know it probably is a brilliant way to look at it. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead.
One question I feel like I hear a lot as a younger teacher is, what's one piece of advice you would give to teachers going into their first year? And whenever I get this question, I think of a video called When the Chips Are Down by an educator named Richard Lavoie. And he basically puts it like this. Picture students' self-esteem as poker chips. And every student starts their day with a different amount of poker chips. Some students start their day waking up in a nice warm bed in their own bedroom with two parents who let them know that breakfast is ready downstairs. Think of that as starting the day with 100 poker chips. But keep in mind that there are a lot of kids who wake up with only 15 or 20 poker chips. And over the course of the day, there are gonna be some good things that happen. You add some poker chips. A student sees their best friend, they ask how their weekend was. Add on two poker chips. A student gets a bad grade on a test. Take a couple away. Now, for the student that started with 100 poker chips, losing one or two isn't that big of a deal. They still have plenty to go around. For the student who started off with 10, that's a big deal. That kid will come into the room with his head down. He'll be too tired to get his work done and he'll fall asleep during class. And the classmates will make fun of him. Five more chips gone. He'll realize that mom forgot to pack him lunch. Two more chips. The problem here is that a lot of teachers have the opportunity to hand that kid some poker chips. But a lot of educators will see the way that that student's acting and knock them down a few more. That teacher will say, how could you be so unprepared? Why are you being so disrespectful? Why don't you act your age? And just like that, that educator knocks that kid down to zero poker chips. And the teacher will still act shocked when that kid acts up. If we can get educators to realize that not every student starts off with thousands of poker chips, then maybe kids will stop looking at being in school like they're in a prison.
Empathy, it goes a long way, fuckface. All right, so you went out of the room.
What a long walk.
You went out of the room, and you... Seriously, I said truth.
I spit up, yeah.
Wow.
Like bile?
I'm glad
well,
I had...
Whatever food's in my stomach.
Can I ask you a question? Isn't it good to have that Coke? Because it's like serious.
Dude, I had to.
Good,
like,
I'm glad.
I still am tasting the... I mean, that is rank.
Here,
drink more.
When I had that, I feel like it activated just whatever...
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah, it's been helping me. Good luck, Sean.
We're going in for the clothes.
No way all three would be it, though. I hope Sean doesn't have
to do it. There are a lot of brown ones in here.
Let's take a second. I know what the show needs.
Oh, sure.
Are you going to do it, Sean?
Yeah, he hasn't gone yet.
Oh, Sean, hold on. Do we have the music for the show? I know we have
a special
song. Do we have dramatic music?
Because
we have
a
good
bad
song.
Band.
What do you think of this? We come in strong.
Do you want to do a dramatic song?
No, that one. I like that one we've been doing.
All right, welcome back from the commercial break. The host is back. The host got messed up by some liver and onions. Wow, that is rank. All right, here we go. Sean's up to the plate. Possible. Get ready to spit and get ready to run.
Okay, now this is truth. We have not lied to you, the reaction that these people have had. So this is truth. Now, Sean, here we go. So far, you've spit ones out, but you've never had to run out of the room. This is what are the flavors here? Remind the audience at home again.
Liver and onions or cappuccino.
This is liver.
So far, it's been two liver and onions.
And you seem to think that liver and onions, like, even though that's a food people eat,
I think it's like uncooked liver. It is. That is.
I've
never had anything like that.
You both spit it out.
That,
Sean,
I don't know how you kept it in your mouth for
whenever you're ready, Sean. He's chewing it.
It has to be cappuccino.
I'm gonna tell you, I think it's cappuccino because
it
has to be.
Oh, it's liver and onions.
Spit it, run.
Spit it out if you want. He did it. God, wait, you did a good job.
No, he's doing a really
good let's point this out to the listening audience. Sean fooled all three of us tonight.
We
really
so
did.
Certain.
It was a great Bean Boozled poker face, as they call it.
Holy.
And he really sold that well. You know, I looked at him and I was like, you know what? I tried to flip it back and forth and I thought, no, there's no way. It looks just too easy for him.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. I was wrong. It's three.
All three?
Liver and onions tonight on Bean Boozled. We'll be back next week on Bean Boozled with a whole new group of people, but the same old game. Is it the good one or is it the bad one?
New people, new beans.
That's right. On this week's of
Bean Boozled.
What's it called?
Bean Boozled.
Wow. Sean, good to have you back.
Wow, that's a rough game.
Wow.
Sean had the socks and the
How did the socks compare to the liver and onions?
Wow. We're going.
The socks are worse?
You smelled it.
I know, but like, oh my, but that was,
it
was,
could you lower that? Hey guys, you want to hear a song? Just let it breathe for a minute?
Yeah.
Let's, and then we're going to go in for the close. Oh, sorry. I'm going to play this. Vinny's going to be so happy. It's just refreshing to hear this. And then we're going to play that. Then we're going to do something else. And then we're going to say goodbye. Charlie Crockett is a country artist.
Oh, I love Charlie Crockett.
You know, do you really know
who he is? No, I love Charlie Crockett.
Okay. Well, it's so refreshing to hear him say this. It really melted my heart to hear him say this because it's said much better than when I go. You know when people say, oh, L.A. is the bubble. I go, well, how do we get to be the bubble? We have more types of people. You should go, well, L.A. probably thinks that way because they're, you know, they should look at it as like we have a better So I've said that many times. Same thing as New York. People go, oh, they live in their New York bubble. You mean a mixture of everybody over the planet, including money diversity. Not only is it, you know, gay, straight, black, white, poor, rich, you know, destitute. It's you
tourists.
Tourists. Seriously.
Yeah, it's true.
Seriously. And I was, especially a guy like this, he's a gruff guy, you know, and he's a country artist, and I don't think it's going to age well with the, you know, everybody always saying, oh, back then, it's like, artists are supposed to be real. They're supposed to be coming into the 21st century with their views, and it's nice to hear somebody say this. It makes me want to go find out a lot more about him and listen to a lot more of his songs. I listened to a few today, and I like them a lot.
He's really good. He's like,
oh, I love
he sounds
to hear
old
that.
School, because he's like, he was saying, like, you couldn't follow the trends, but he's like, in order to stand out for him, it's like, you're going back to, like, the roots of country. And that'll make you stand out because you're doing the original stuff versus the current trend.
Wow.
So he's like the old like Hank Williams.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you have to have the views of.
Correct.
But I love that he said this. He's just messing around with the guitar in his studio. It's a little hard to
the
hear.
The thing
but
about
worth
it is, man, and I've thought about this a lot. You know, a lot of people in country music
he's
are
driving
just in
general,
the car. In America, a very divided society, will look at performers like us and say, we don't want to hear about your opinion on America. You just need to shut up and sing. The irony in that is that I'm meeting every kind of American and have been my entire adult life. I shake every kind of American's hands. All the rich folks, all the poor folks, all the people of every color, every economic background, all the genders in between, everything. We are actually, in some ways, more qualified than anybody to comment on culture. And it is ironic how often people tell us that it's not our place to speak on society. Yet somebody who has seen very little, traveled almost none, and unwilling to look at viewpoints other than themselves is telling a well-traveled man that he's not in any position to have an opinion about the affairs of this world.
Well, anyway. So I really like that. I'm going to find out a lot more about him. And one other quick thing. It's not a disagreement. It really isn't. It's like, I wish there was someone in my life eventually that will say this, and I'm going to say this. And you have to take all tone out. You really do have to take all tone out and go, I know what you're trying to say, but I think what you're trying to say is, it sucks when someone you really like, you find out has a different opinion than you. And then I picture them going, no. Like, okay, I would look at my stepdad maybe if I had this talk with him. I go, Steve, like, remember, these are defining moments where you can go, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, these are those defining moments that let you know that you're talking to someone that's listening. This is the fantasy. I never had this yet. And to go, if they were saying pro what you thought, you wouldn't mind it. Now, be honest with me. Yeah, you could tell me, no, I'd even hate it if they agreed with me. But you wouldn't. So what you really want to say is, and that's okay, too. You get to have your opinion of anything. I'm helping you make it clear. Go, God, it sucks when there's a performer and you love him and then he has all different political views than you. God damn. That's really what you're saying. Don't act like, oh, no, you're just not mad at them because you should keep it out. I don't care if it's really. And because Fox drags up everybody they can that's an artist that has their point of view. So stop saying
it's like Eric Clapton right now. Like, I love Eric Clapton, but he's so like anti-vax and all that stuff. And you're like, ah, man.
Yeah.
He's written two songs.
But I think he's doing the right thing because he's saying what he feels.
He's saying what he feels.
We just happened. So what you're saying is, God, it sucks. So that's what you're saying. You're saying someone I really respected, and when they sometimes choices they make, you look at them differently. You have a right to. That's what we do in life. Yeah, hopefully, it can make us better people. We look at people that are kind. We learn. We watch choices. So when you see somebody that you really like and you wish that's all, but you wouldn't say, oh, he should just keep his opinions to himself because you get it. Like, that's not what anybody...
Yeah, you can say what he wants. Art is expressing whatever opinions you have.
But anyway, I didn't mean to get all in your face. I know how the show goes. I know how to produce a show. I always have. People are talking about it. They'll be like, that Todd Glass show.
I've heard there was a secret
he just knows.
That David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
We're going in for the close.
It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift.
Horrible. It's so ugly compared. All right, listen up. Come along. What can we do together?
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you.
Now here's how we're going to close the show. We're going to do this song. We're going to play a Bonnie. I want to get this right. I'd like the band to do this as crowd's leaving. I think either Glenn Campbell, which undeniably we proved that if that's done right, is the leaving.
Rhinestone works.
Rhinestone, it's gonna be clean. It just has to be tight. Okay, now, who did this version? And we're going to leave you with this. And I thank everybody. Thanks, Sean. What a great energy.
Woo!
To be here. You know what? Like, sometimes, I'll be honest, over the years, sometimes someone will sit in and usually they're very engaged. I mean, that's what you want, you know. And it's once in a blue moon, someone gets someone that isn't not that often, but a friend's significant other. But you were great. You were fucking great. You made me like I was jumping. I was really playing it up a little bit, you know. Jumped up on the sofa. When there's someone here, you try a little harder. I told you, Cam, to wear a nice suit,
and I'm wearing one.
Thank you. No, thank you. Seriously, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, I want to show respect. Sean wore a bow tie. You know what? Thank you. He looks. He came in here with his black shirt and his bow tie, his Christmas bow tie. And I'm like, how did you know? I like when someone walks in with a bow tie, it makes the whole room look better.
Is it Christmas or is it just red and green?
I think it's Christmas. Is it Christmas, Sean? It's Christmas. Yeah, they're Christmas. It's a Christmas bow tie.
It's Christmas.
So...
So this is what we're going to leave you with. Thank you very much. That was a lot of fun. It goes quick, but that we did. We had. You know, it's a nice double show.
Bean Boozled goes fast.
Bean Boozled does go fast. That was fun. Can I tell you? Yeah. I think the way to do that, I'm going to be very honest, is to commentate on it as real as you can. Like when I started to do that towards the end, to treat, that's what makes it, I think, funny. Did you ever see, like, I noticed there was something wrestling I was watching, and I go, the commentators making this so serious are what's making it really funny. It was somebody was showing me a friend that does this thing with wrestling, and the commentators nailed it. And I was like, wow, isn't that funny? I go, that's really what's making it. And my friend goes, yeah, if you watch it without that, it's nothing. Yeah. Even though it's great, it's like, that's what makes it so serious. They don't make any jokes. They just treat it. That's what you need to treat Bean Boozled like. Bean Boozled, excuse me. You have to admit, for the hard time I had learning it, didn't I say it right a lot during the show?
Bean Boozled. Yeah, once we got into it.
Once we got into it. Sure, it was a fun show. We're going to really work. We're going to score that. And we're going to play. Would you like to come back as a judge? The announcers, you and him. And
for Bean Boozled?
We could play a half an hour of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we could have contests, maybe the best of. Yeah. And we could make it into a thing. Like
a thing.
Like we do a two-part show, and half of it's just Bean Boozled, and you guys announce it. Well, he look at the look on his face now. I mean, you play it up. I'll get you headsets.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'll get you headsets so you feel. I will. I swear to God, I'll get headsets because you're going to feel completely different with them on.
I think that sounds great, don't you, Cameron?
Yeah, I think that sounds excellent, Jim.
All right. So, Charlie, thank you, Charlie Crockett.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Charlie.
You're a good man. What's this? And I know we probably played it, but I won't.
I can do it again, yeah.
I won't sleep well if I.
Take me on a day, I deserve a play. And don't forget the flowers every universe away. Cause if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need.
I like it. Play it again. Who cares? I'm gonna do it. Well, it's free.
Take me on a day, I deserve a play. And don't forget the flowers every universe away.
Oh,
cause if you treat me right, I'll be the perfect wife. Buying groceries, buying what you need.
Oh shit! Oh shit! See, it's fun.
I like the Oh Shit remix.
Have fun on the board over there. Don't we have that? Never mind.
Huh. Don't worry about it.
No.
Just give up.
Oh, you're great. Everybody's great. So what we're going to do now, this is one of those that we're going to pick the best one. Let's do, what's that? The Bonnie. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I got a little lost. I want to explain that better. So we're going to watch a song by Joni Mitchell.
I want to
be respectful. I want to be respectful. I'm a little bit, a little bit, had a lot of fresh air, but I want to be respectful. So we're going to watch a song by Joni Mitchell. Now, I know who Joni Mitchell is, of course. You can't not know who Joni Mitchell is. But I'll also be honest and go, I didn't really. I knew her name. I knew that she was, sometimes you just know from afar. Someone's, you always hear it, respect. It's been around a while. But I knew nothing about her. And then I saw her at Kennedy Center Honors. And then I really started to like, and then this, it was a lot of great songs. And then this, who does the cover? I want to see who does the cover, because she does the cover of Taxi, Yellow Taxi. Is that what it's called?
Parking Lot, I believe.
Parking Lot?
It's called.
Is it called
Yellow Cab? I think.
Yellow Cab. You're right. Thank you.
You're right.
But
sorry.
She sings about a parking lot.
Why don't you be rude?
Why don't
I didn't.
I can.
That was a trick.
Do you want me to be rude?
No, I don't.
Why don't you be? I can do that if that's why? If that's what the bit requires. I will be rude.
Because I want to find out who does the cover, because she really does a great job.
Yeah. Is it Ellie Goulding?
Yes. She really just came out. I didn't even know. I did not know. The first time I saw it, I had it on the iPad. I had it loud and on my iPad. And I had it hooked in through a speaker. So it was like nice and loud. So that has something to do with why I'm telling you. I had a very nice volume. And I started to just cry. And I was like, I don't even know what it's about. But that song just brought a lot of emotion out of me. It could have been where I was at the time. I listened to it again, the same thing. I'm like, wow. And I still didn't know what it was about. Then I figured out what it was about a little bit more and more every time I listened to it. But I was like, isn't that? And I know that makes sense, but yet it's still weird to experience it. Yeah. The music was so good that it just brought emotion out of me before I even knew what it was about. I didn't, and then I found it was about, now I'm at the point where I'm like, oh, that's what that's that. But anyway.
It's called Big Yellow Taxi.
I didn't like it. Blah, 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 Joni Mitchell, leave me alone, yickety yak. And then her presence.
Ellie Goulding?
Yeah, her presence is so, just very, you know, just a great performance. So confident and just so, like, you know, you couldn't imagine it going any other way but perfect, because that's the way she planned it, you know. And she, it was really cool to see people do tributes. That's why I like watching the Kennedy Center Honors. Some people really do, you know, do the artist justice. I would imagine there's times when they're not impressed, but everybody tries so hard. Yeah. They're trying their hardest. So at worst, it's great, I bet. And then it's amazing and past that. But I bet they're, I don't think they're ever, oh my God.
What's this clown doing a fake smile?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Yeah. Stop! It's not the way I wanted it.
We did it better.
Okay, so I want to say goodnight. And, you know, I thought this could be a good song. I think we talked about this before. I think we did. But this is the song I was saying about being a good song to close with on the road. So here we go. You guys, the band could do backup vocals. Even as they're leaving, it could be very, you know. Picture you guys up there in your suits with your bow ties, really committed.
In paradise, put up a parking lot.
We don't get in the way of the song.
With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it all seem gone? But you don't know what you got to live for. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. It took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And they charge all the people a dollar and a half to see them. Don't it all seem gone that you don't know what you got to miss? But they paid paradise and put up a parking lot.
That's a show. That's a spicy show, as Harris Whittles would say. If he was around today, Harris Whittles, he goes, that's a fucking spicy show.
You say that?
Yes, I know it. I could hear him now.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.